BNS and 20 Minutes or Less podcast. Your daily download of X92.9's X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna.
It's Thursday, December 7th, 2017. I'm Beckler.
I'm Shauna.
Do you like my new shirt? Can you see my Nipsey Hustles through it?
No, like my I can Nipsey see a bit Russell's of chest there? Hair through it, though. It's a little thin. Like
it's so thin. It feels like I'm wearing nothing at all. Nothing at all. Nothing
That's
at
weird.
All.
That's
later on the show, we'll hear from a woman who's a bona fide pot expert, mostly because her parents were such potheads.
Poxpert?
Potspert?
Potspert.
What are they going to call it? What's a weed expert going to be once it's legalized?
That's
like a weed
question.
Sommelier, but...
That would be great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways...
We make fun of white girl sayings a lot here on the show.
Live, laugh, love.
Yeah, like it's a big trend right now to have those motivational quotes and those love, believe.
Wanderlust.
Wanderlust hanging around your house. Mm-hmm. And then I stumbled across this bodybuilding forum by accident yesterday. And every single person in the forum had their name with a motivational gym quote associated with it.
As like their signature?
As their signature. Yeah. And man, did I go down a rabbit hole of cheesy-ass gym motivational quotes?
Right, so that's like the equivalent of white girl quotes.
Yeah, we're making fun of white girls. Big, bust, like burly men, they have these cheesy quotes too, okay?
Yeah, and they're at my gym, actually, I go to Good Life, and there are quotes from the founder of Good Life all over the wall, stenciled on the wall. And it's a little culty, but some of them are, I think, really good motivational quotes.
Well,
like,
that's
I'm trying
good.
To think of them specific ones. He has one about, like, There's no right and wrongs about feeling good about yourself. And I was like, oh, that's pretty good.
That's decent. That's,
or okay. like fitness can be the key that unlocks your potential in other parts of your life, which was very much true for me. So I think that's cool.
Fair. Some of these are a little worse than that, though. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to take these ones that I found and I'm going to probably hang them for you, you know, put them on barnyard wood. Here's a couple of them that I really enjoyed. Bodybuilding is 60% training and 50% diet. Yes, that adds to 110% because that's what you should be giving it.
So, I knew where that one was going, like a mile away.
That is just...
So, okay.
Oh, yeah. Here's a good one for you. It's deeper. Change the inside and the physique will follow.
Huh. Well, that's not too bad.
That one's okay.
I like that.
Okay, good, good. That one will be a feature wall for you. When nothing goes right, go lift.
Again, it sounds lame, but it's pretty good advice. If you're having a rough time... Go burn off some steam. Go for some exercise.
So remember when I asked you if I could get this like thing that said the mountains are calling and I must go, and you said no because it's a super white girl saying? One of the guys on this forum, the gym is calling and I must go. And here's the one for the washroom.
The gym is calling. Chad, we miss you. Chad, come lift weights.
The bench press.
Chad.
Just crying. Yeah. I'm so lonely, Chad.
Chad, why are you neglecting us?
I love that his name is Chad.
Of course. It's got to be Chad.
Of course it's Chad. Here's the one for your washroom. One more for you. Sweat is like fat crying. So when you're punching one out on the can, you can read that. Yes.
Why on the can?
I don't know. Motivational one for the washroom. You always need those two.
X92.9.
It's come to our attention that a lot of our favorite classic Christmas carols are not politically correct enough.
Excuse me. Holiday carols?
Pardon me.
Yeah, Christmas carols is offensive. It's not non-denominational, and we need to remain that way. So holiday carols.
How many times have I made that mistake already this year?
Like, figure it out.
We're going to fix up another one for the year 2017 today, and this one is exceptionally problematic.
Has all kinds of issues.
It's Christmas carols for 2017. Holiday carols.
Thank you.
For 2017.
Chestnuts roasting on a controlled fire. Climate change is caused in usually dry conditions, and an open fire is just way too risky.
Jack Frost nipping at your nose, but only if you consented to it, that's your body.
Yuletide carols being sung by the choir. But Yuletide is an outdated term for Christmas, and Christmas is wrong, so nope. Carol's also a gender. That's a female thing. I don't know what to say here.
And folks dressed up like Eskimos. Oh, you can't say that word!
Landlords are asking if they can have a say once marijuana becomes legal on if their tenants can grow it at the home or not.
Oh, I didn't even consider that part of it, right?
Yeah. And it's interesting because a lot of people are saying, well, why should they? Like, do people need says when they, you know, home grow their wine for making their own wine or whatever it might be? But I kind of understand where these landlords are coming from because it is a little bit different. First of all, there's energy and lighting and things associated with growing, and also, of course, the smell of marijuana.
Generally, you pay for your own power in a rental.
Right. Okay. So then that could eliminate that.
But the smell is a thing, yeah. But I guess you can't really limit what your tenants are allowed to do on the basis of smell, right? You can't say, oh, you can't cook these certain things because it's going to stink up the house.
Right. The other issue, of course, is the moisture that can be created in the walls and then mold issues and all that kind of thing, right?
Yes, and I think that's the big one, and that's why houses that were grow ops have to disclose that.
Yeah.
I think, is that right?
Yes.
Is that correct?
And it sucks because I actually have two friends who, yeah, their houses that they'd rented out turned into grow ops without them realizing, and now they can't sell their houses.
Oh, yeah, that's a nightmare.
Yeah, which is the worst. So it is kind of interesting because I feel like that's going to change now. Now, once marijuana becomes legal, it's like, well, is that going to be a huge deterrent anymore? Because there's going to be a lot of people growing marijuana. I get different than a grow up, but...
And I don't know how many plants you need in a place for the moisture to become a problem. Or
it's
what
a
kind
fair
of
amount,
moisture
sure.
control system do you need installed? Do you need like an entire house full of plants before you have moisture issues? Is two plants in a closet going to cause that for you? I don't know. I've never grown anything, so...
No.
I have no experience with that. There's pictures I've seen online, though, where you'll look at a block of townhouses or condos, and one of them, the snow on the roof is melted, and they say, "Oh, that's the grow op."
Interesting.
But I was thinking about that, and your house would have to be insulated pretty terribly for the snow on the roof to melt due to the heat in the house, right?
Well, yeah, it's funny because around my parents' neighborhood, there was a grow op that was just discovered down the street, and it was a house that when we were little kids, I remember there was like tinfoil in the windows. There was always like a ton of things that are covering. So they are trying to insulate the crap out of, clearly, which somebody probably should have realized a little earlier. Like,
not even trying to hide it. Hey, that you mention it, there was a house in my neighborhood growing up that had tinfoil on the windows too. Go. I just thought they were weirdos. Nope.
The BHS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast.
Sherry's from the West Coast. And her parents, I guess, grew a bit of pot when she was growing up. So obviously, you've smelled an actual plant before.
Yes, my parents. It's interesting. I didn't know that, you know, growing and smoking pot was illegal until all of a sudden there were cops in our backyard when I was, you know, a kid. And I'm like, what?
That's the most West Coast thing I've ever heard.
I grew up with parents that grew it all the time. We had pigs and stuff because it would create these amazing plants after the pigs were in this garden. And yeah, no, I've been exposed to that most of my childhood life, actually. So I don't have a judgment around it. I'm aware of the smell and the risk and stuff like that.
So how strong is the smell of just the plant alone then? Like, if you enter the house...
my parents had, like, 80 plants. They would grow them, but then they would flip them and dry them in a closet or dry them in an area. That was very, very pungent, I found.
Oh, yeah.
Right, the drying.
Yeah, so that would be the query for me is, okay, well, if you're growing a few or, you know, 6 or 8 plants, okay, yes, you're going to have it in one area because you need light and stuff, but then if you're smoking it or using it, you're drying them, too, and you're flipping them, so there's smell twofold that way. Pretty strong.
Yeah, and that was my question, because that's the big one, right? It's definitely the smell, especially if it's a smell that lingers, for example.
It does, yeah. It's much like if you have a tenant that's a smoker, and my husband and I went back and forth with animals, because I love animals, and he's like, there's going to be a smell, especially if there's a cat that has accidents. You could walk into a house and know right away that there's an issue that way.
For sure.
Yeah. And when you're invested into a property, we ended up buying a $500,000 home, that's a big deal, because eventually as a renter or somebody who has a rental, you want to flip that and make some money on it. Eventually, that's what you're doing with it. So that's a big deal.
Also, your parents grew 80 plants?
Yes.
This is the most intriguing part of all of this, is your parents who are growers. Like, I want to know more about this.
Yeah, when they use it for their own use and stuff, but yeah, they had a garden in the backyard, and honestly, my brother and sister and I were watching cartoons, and my brother commented and said, hey, you know, there's cops in the front yard, and then we looked in the back, and we're like, never mind that, there's cops in the backyard, and my mom was just like, whoa, she was fit to be tied, obviously, because it was, as it turned out, we found out it was illegal.
Did she get in any trouble?
Oh, yeah.
Did she get jail time or anything?
No. She couldn't travel and fines and stuff like that.
Oh,
so
okay.
She couldn't travel outside of Canada for quite some time.
Wow.
And it was written up in the local paper. So, you know, any of my friends that were not as liberal as my family was, their parents had concerns about hanging out at our household.
Like a conservative on the West Coast is pretty liberal here, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I think people were afraid of you playing the loves me, loves me not, like, flower petal game with weed leaves.
I think under the new legislation, you're not allowed to grow outside either, like in your yard.
Yeah.
I think it's limited
to four plants. Only four to begin with.
But I'm thinking
couldn't grow outside here. Like, there's no way you can grow here. This is the worst place to grow anything.
Yeah.
West Coast, for sure.
I was thinking I have a greenhouse in my backyard, and maybe I would use that, but I guess that's illegal. And come to think of it, that would be like setting a bunch of beer on the back steps and being like, all right, you teenagers, don't you steal this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Teenagers or otherwise, I mean.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
My friend planted a plant that like was a boat access only island in the middle of nowhere, and within 3 days the plants were all gone. It was just
those
like
stoners tracked
them
down.
They know how to do it. Oh yeah, they know how to find it.
VNS in 20 minutes or less.
I have a strange story for you, Shauna.
Great.
And I almost feel kind of bad telling it because I don't like to criticize people's behavior at the gym, but this one was. It was kind of outside of the gym, and it was weird. So I came back from my workout to go wash my hands in the bathroom, as I always do. Mm-hmm. And this guy was coming out of the stall, and he'd clearly just taken a devastating one. And that kind of like 1,000-yard stare.
You don't know this, but you're just assuming based on his 1,000-yard stare that something
There were other indicators.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And I'm not a fan of gym poops at all, because you come back in after a workout and you're like dog tired and you're hot and sweaty and then it stinks in there. Come on.
Gross.
So anyways, I wash my hands and then I go strip down to go to the sauna after, and I open the sauna door and he's in there fully clothed, just standing there like, I guess, regrouping from the poop that he just took in one of the strangest sequences of human behavior I've ever seen. Have you ever like gotten into the bathroom and been like, I need to go warm up right now? What? Did he poop himself cold? Is that what happened there?
Well, okay, maybe he had spent a lot of time in the stall. Like, if you're in there for a long while and you're not moving a whole lot, right? You're just concentrating on one thing. Like, I could see why maybe he got a little chill, okay, and he had to hop in the sauna to warm up. But
if it was an ordeal, like, the last place in the world you want to be is somewhere hotter, right?
Maybe he needed to cleanse himself. He was like, I need to be cleansed of the poop demons. Like
baptism in heat. It was so strange. And why fully clothed? This is the first person I've ever seen in the sauna with full clothes on. And it was a guy who just finished taking one, leaving a big no in there.
Maybe wanted to cleanse the smell out of his clothing as well, so he went to the sauna for like
what?
The cedar scent.
I guess so.
I'm trying to figure this out for you. What is it? Why do guys take so damn long when they're pooping in the first place? Like, you're in there for like an hour. Like, what are you doing?
Do you just drive by?
That's it. Like, you go in, you're done, and you're out. Guys, like, an hour later, are you okay? Eat more fiber, for the love of God.
You want to be thorough. But then you don't immediately go to the sauna right after that. That's the... If anything, you go cool off. You don't go and get as hot as you possibly can. That is just the weirdest thing.
Sit your ass in a snowbank.
I had so many questions for this guy, but I was standing there naked, and he was in his clothes, and I was just like, what do I... I can't ask him, obviously. So,
I think you should have. I think what would have that wouldn't have made it that much more weird. Okay.
Yeah.
VNS in 20 minutes or less. Fiddling with Shauna, she plays that dang thing fine. Fiddling with Shauna on X92.9.
X92.9, do you recognize that?
I kind of do. It's only because I was passed out on the couch this Saturday with that movie playing in the background. That sounds like Titanic.
No.
Celine Dion.
It's not the Titanic. No.
Although it's like that.
You're right. It has that same eerie orchestral sound.
Well, it kind of just clicked in my head like I was laying on the couch this weekend, passed out watching that stupid movie.
You know you love it. You watch it all the time, don't you?
It's Closet. That's why I'm not mentioning my name here.
I know, that three-hour double VHS. Woo! When that came out, it was big.
Rewatching my windows. How do you know I even pulled out the VHS for it?
Did you actually?
Oh, hell yeah. I found my old VHS player in the basement. I had to show the kids what the hell the thing was.
It's good to keep them up to date.
I had to sit there and rewind it and had to explain the please be kind rewind philosophy.
Does it have the elastics that hold the two VHSs together?
No, it was just in the box.
Yeah, it was one of those double box set ones,
right.
You know? Like how the Star Wars, it was the three in the box, right? For all three of the movies, all attached.
I've never seen any of the Star Wars before, I wouldn't know.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Well, why would you? You're too busy watching Titanic.
Yes.
Exactly.
And imitating. Jack, I'm flying, Jack.
Well, good try, man. Thank you for the call. Nobody else guessed. It was actually The Crown.
Yes.
Netflix's The Crown season 2 just went up, and I believe it's the most expensive show they've ever produced. The first season cost £100 million.
That's crazy.
I don't know what that translates into Canadian dollars, but it's a lot.
A lot.
It's expensive, and it's so good. I'm surprised you haven't watched it, because you love the Queen, too.
I do love the Queen. You are really into these royal shows right now. It's a little weird. Like,
I'm on season 7 of The Abbey, or season 6 of The Abbey. I'm just...
Downton Abbey that you already have nicknamed The Abbey. You watch
it
so much.
Yeah, everyone knows what I'm talking about. It's The Abbey.
And The Crown. The Crown. Okay.
Yeah, I'm spending a lot of time in England in that period, so...
Can't wait. One day you're just going to show up with a crown on yourself. Who knew?
It's me. Here's a question for you. Do you know what VHS stands for? I didn't know.
No.
CD is compact disc.
Yeah.
DVD is
digital
video disc.
Yeah.
EP is extended play. LP is long play.
Video.
Video home system.
Oh.
It doesn't really make a whole lot of sense, but...
Well, I probably...
There it is.
I got the first one.
BNS in 20 minutes or less.
Earlier this week, Donald Trump declared that the United States would recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. Right. And we didn't touch on this story at all. But then the Palestinians responded by saying that they would hold 3 days of rage in response to this. We are on day 2 of those days of rage.
3 days of rage.
3 days of rage. And I found this too funny because... It implies that Palestine thinks up until this point they've been super chill. I was like, haven't you guys been angry for 70 years or so? Haven't you guys been...
Well, now it's just being escalated.
And not just you guys.
It's terrifying.
All y'all there have been pretty angry for 70 years? Oh, now you're angry. Oh, okay. You're going to burn stuff in the streets and yell and march. Isn't that what you've been doing for a while?
Yeah, yeah. What's different? Why is this different now? You're just putting a title on it now?
We're going to get angry. You're already angry.
When you said
angrier.
3 days of rage, all I can picture is Rage Against the Machine. And I was like, 3 days of rage would be wicked. Can we do that here?
It'd be pretty tiring, wouldn't it?
By the end, you'd be pretty wound up, I think, after 3 straight days of rage.
I don't know if I can be angry for that long. I've never seen Rage Against the Machine live, but apparently their concerts are exhausting. My buddy saw them at Coachella a few years ago, and I think there 70,000 people at the show, and said that everybody, as soon as the show started, all of the women basically had to leave and go to the back because it got so intense up front. And my buddies are experienced concert goers, and they said it was even a bit intense for them at times.
Wow. You know it's a good concert when you need to take a couple days off afterward. It's like,
three
I am
days
exhausted.
Of, 3 days of rage. I won't pretend to understand that situation, the Israel-Palestine conflict, better than I do. But I learned yesterday that Prime Minister Joe Clark, when he was in office for the 8 months that he was, he made that same declaration recognizing Israel's claim. And he also faced a lot of the same backlash from world leaders. And I guess Prime Minister Trudeau yesterday from China said that he won't be doing the same thing.
Hmm.
and he gave a speech, and it was mostly just ums and ahs for 45 seconds or so. As he does. It's tough to listen to, I'll be honest with you.
Well, he didn't probably know exactly what was going on, I guess. He was I'm not going to comment on this.
You've been listening to the B&S in 20 Minutes or Less podcast. You want more? Then tune in to X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna live on Calgary's alternative X92.9. Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. Mountain Time at x92.9.ca. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast and have B&S in 20 Minutes or Less downloaded daily to whatever device you use. Later.